The Supreme Court this spring hears a challenge to the University of Michigan's affirmative action programs. The Bush administration argues that universities should use race-neutral programs like one in Texas that guarantees a spot to the top 10% of every high school class. But a study from Harvard University challenges the idea that these plans by themselves increase diversity. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
It's not just President Bush. Many people are looking to so-called percent plans as a way to solve the conundrum of race and diversity on college campuses. It's a conundrum that's grown more complicated ever since 1996, when a federal appeals court ruled race could not be used as a factor in admissions at the University of Texas Law School. Afterwards, Texas, followed by Florida and California, enacted plans to guarantee a percentage of top students in their high school classes a spot in the state's university system. But the Harvard study argues these percent plans by themselves have little impact on diversity. Gary Orfield is co-director of the Civil Rights Project at Harvard.
The key question isn't how many students who are in the top 10% go to the University of Texas. It's how many students who are in these top 10% schools couldn't have gone anyway.
He argues that studies show most of the students would have gotten in anyway because of their grades and class ranking. Even so, minority enrollment has bounced back somewhat with the percent plans, although Orfield says not enough, especially in these three states where minority populations are soaring. Orfield says what is making a difference is what is going on behind the percentage numbers. Top universities are targeting high poverty schools with outreach, recruitment, and scholarships.
They really do a kind of affirmative action around those schools.
He says this is perfectly legal, but it's also an indirect way of dealing with race. And he says traditional affirmative action programs are less costly and more fair. Orfield points out that there are other minority students at top-scoring high schools
who aren't in the top 10% who would be great students and would have been admitted under affirmative action who can't be admitted under the 10% plan.
We made the best we could in a very difficult situation.
Michael Olivas teaches law at the University of Houston. He helped devise the 10% plan for Texas.
We admit that we were given lemons and we made lemonade.
Lemons, meaning the appeals court ruling that banned the use of race. Nevertheless, Olivas says it irks him to hear the argument that the 10% students would have been admitted to the top schools anyway.
To say that these students would have been admitted otherwise ignores the fact that these kids weren't being admitted otherwise from these particular high schools.
It also irks Olivas when he hears a common complaint that percent plans rely on the fact that high schools are segregated.
Well, what would they have us use? Attendance zones happen to be proxies for race in many instances because of segregated housing.
Olivas says he would love to throw out Texas 10% plan if the Supreme Court would only say race can be used as a factor in choosing who gets to go to the best public universities. The Michigan cases could settle that one way or the other. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.